And in Slovakia, it's a small country. It's 5.5 million people. So their radio and television industries have, what, 1/70th or less of the population to draw from. So in a way, when you have a reality TV show that's on every night, a sizable portion of the population is going to end up in that TV show. You know? So you're much closer to the national market, even if you're in a little village somewhere.
Something that struck me, because there are quite a few pieces about watching the local news or following what goes on and how people follow what goes on, was about radio. And that, of course, struck me because of what I do. The topic that seemed to come up so often on the radio,
Yes,
food.
absolutely. Food is a huge topic. You ever want to change the if a discussion's ever going in an uncomfortable direction, you ever want to change the topic, just ask about a recipe. And I found people would just stop whatever they were saying, even in an argument, get this faraway look in their eyes and just start reciting the recipe, and then you could go bouncing recipes off each other forever. Yeah, the radio show every morning when we have I mean, this was the regional chapter of the national radio program, so all the programming's different. But I thought it was interesting that every day from 10 to 12, I guess NHPR has Diane Rehm on for national news, international news. They have 10 to 12 a call-in show about recipes, and people just call in, and you can imagine them with that look in their eyes, sitting on the phone. They just start reciting their recipes, and they're wonderful recipes, and sometimes they're funny, and my grandmother would sit and listen to them and take notes, and
And
she was just
sometimes
an
the
avid
callers
fan.
would forget the recipe.
Oh yes, yeah. Oh, you get all kinds, and they would run little stories. You know, that today's topic might be potatoes, and you'd think, boy, in 20 years of broadcasting, they must have covered potatoes, and yet they have all this. They run stories about potatoes. They go interview farmers about them. Tomorrow might be mayonnaise salad, and they'll just talk ad infinitum about it, and then open up the phone lines, and people are just calling. It's an amazing culture. Food is so important. They definitely have not had the. I think in this country we have poverty, of course, but we haven't had centuries and centuries of the risk of starvation that you have had in a place like Central Europe. You can never be sure, so food is vital. And then in the afternoons, when I first got there, I would notice, oh boy, they're playing this great folk music in the afternoons, and then they do these lists of names, and they do congratulations, and my grandmother explained, oh yes, they have this program, it's from 1 to 3, and you can call in. I think maybe you make a donation to the radio show, and then they say happy birthday to this person, and they'll play the song you want. And then after listening to that for a week or two, I started to realize, wait a minute, they're playing the same song every day. It's 1:30 again, and they're playing that brass band song again. And I asked her about it, and my grandmother, I call her my grandmother, she's my grandmother's cousin, but I call her Babka in the comics. And she said, oh yeah, well, they play that every day. I said, oh, why? Don't they want to play different songs? No, people call and ask for that one. And you could literally set your watch by which song was playing at different times. It was all about the ritual, the repetition, and people get a lot of pleasure from that. It's very comforting. And it was. I would set up my notebook, and we would make coffee together and sit and listen to the programs, and I would draw, and she would read or take notes.